Hi, it's the end of week 7 of The Artist's Way, and this is my check-in. Question 1A, how many days this week did I do my morning pages? 4 out of 7. Not that many? Never mind. Question 1B, how was the experience for you? Good at the start of the week, because I got stuck into creative work on Monday, and that felt great. What didn't feel good, though, was lack of exercise. I didn't play basketball after that session I had on Sunday, or cycle or go for walks during the week. So, you know, I didn't feel great. Early in the week, I'd written out a phrase from The Artist's Way, which is, treating myself like a precious object will make me strong. It was one of the tasks to do that, to illustrate it and pin it up in my studio. And so I did that, and I shared it online as well. And immediately, I did the opposite. I treated myself like a pack horse. I worked too much, I played too little, and I didn't exercise at all. So in the morning pages, I explored that, and I decided to reintroduce what I call my bedroom gym, which is a mat and some dumbbells and basically 4 simple exercises. So I'm going to do those every morning. I did them for months and felt great, and then I just stopped doing them when I moved studios. It's a shame. Anyway, that got me thinking about exercise this week, and it reminded me that I have a theory about sport and art. And that's that, you know, if an athlete can use training, nutrition and psychology to, you know, improve their performance, why not an artist do the same? So I drew up a rough training program, both basketball, which is my favourite sport, and art. And I'll let you know how that goes. You could call that a system, and systems were something that came up a lot in the morning pages this week. Putting systems in place to build healthy habits is something I like, you know, preventing mistakes I've made before. So, for example, emails. I decided to introduce email hour, which is 60 minutes of reading, replying to, and deleting emails. I do that every day at home, after dinner, and that should help me keep on top of emails so I don't miss opportunities, both personal and business. Finally, the morning pages helped me to understand how I felt on Thursday. I was feeling tired, I was feeling frustrated, and I think it's partly because I'd overdone it on Wednesday trying to complete a project for a local fundraiser, which meant I had to cram too many activities into Thursday. Also a bit of, you know, anxiety about my weekly routine changing for a couple of weeks because of these holidays and the full-time work I do during it. So I was a bit stressed, a bit overwhelmed. I knew I'd be travelling on motorways just before a bank holiday. It was a reminder for me to schedule fewer activities into a day and to purchase gifts for special occasions in advance as far as possible and to travel off-peak whenever possible. You know, these are things I know already. It's just writing the morning pages brings it to the forefront. And you think, oh, why didn't I remember that? Question 2, did you do your artist date this week? What did you do and how did it feel? Oh, I can't believe this. I didn't do it again. The closest I got to an artist date was going to a supermarket in Lewis on Thursday and buying some ingredients to make chocolate nest cakes for my family for Easter. I browsed the seasonal section and for different types of chocolate egg to put on the top of my cakes, and that was a really nice, pleasant experience and quite creative, it felt, for about 5 minutes. Then it was mayhem again. Question 3, did you experience any synchronicity this week? I don't think so. I think I dreaded driving on Thursday so much that maybe I manifested the mother of all traffic jams. I spent about 6 hours in a car that day. Awful. Anyway, let's be positive and imagine some, you know, positive synchronicity next time. Question 4, were there any other issues this week that you consider significant for your recovery? I noticed that the moment I agreed to help out a friend by donating some drawings, it felt like a job. It felt like work, and that weighed me down. I could feel it. This week I kind of lost that feeling of lightness and playfulness that's been growing over the past few weeks. I was happy to help with that project. You know, it's a few black and white drawings that I can do, and it's not taking me that long, although everything takes me longer than I think it's going to take. I just think, for the sake of my own creative recovery, to do this artist way properly, like I've always wanted to, I'm going to say no to all art-related requests until I've finished the artist way. Saying no is such a skill that I'm trying to learn and use in the right way, and it's hard when you're a relatively nice person who likes to help people. So, yeah, I'm learning all the time about this. That's the end of my check-in for this week. I hope you liked it. If you'd like to hear more about me and my art and the Artist's Way, you could go to my Twitter account, actually, if you've not been to that. It's twitter.com/richpettit. My handle is richpettit. Check me out there. Thanks.